On the show today, we have Gamify's Matt Davis and Currency Marketing's Tim McAlpine talking about their upcoming conference called Disruption 17. So check it out. How are you guys?
Doing awesome. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Hey, we got some cool news that we want to talk about, kind of our annual visit that we have with you guys. And we're talking about your upcoming conference in, I think it's June, right? Early June? Something like that. And it used to be called the CU Water Cooler Symposium, but now you guys have changed the name, and we'll get to that in a minute, but it's called Disruption 17. Before we get to the name change and all this other stuff, who can give me kind of a quick summary of, like, what is it, when is it, and where is it? Tim?
Well, I'll let Matt do it. He's not very quick, but I'll let him do it.
Well, what we're talking about here is the Disruption 17 event, and it'll be hosted here in my hometown, Madison, Wisconsin, kind of the epicenter of credit unions. And did someone say something?
I said, indeed it is. It's the Mecca, the CU Mecca.
So we're going to kick off on Monday, June 5th of this year, 2017, and Wednesday, June 7th, will be our final day. So June 6th and June 7th are the full days, and then we'll have some social events that are happening on that Monday. So really excited to have it here in Madison, Wisconsin, not only because of its proximity to credit union organizations that are important to the system, but also it's a really fun city. It's not so fun right now. There's lots of snow on the ground. But in June, it's one of the genuinely nicest places on earth to be. And we're going to be hosting it this year at a really cool theater. It's actually a theater that's mostly used for concerts. Mm-hmm. It's called the Majestic Theater in downtown Madison, walking distance to a lot of cool places. You can see the Capitol, the state capitol, right across the way from it. But it's a really unique environment to host an event. Stadium seating, really beautiful stage, amazing sound, amazing light system. And so I'm really excited about the venue this year.
Well, and Madison's kind of like a college town too. So there's lots of fun nightly things to do and that type of stuff, right?
There is. It's a city that's strange. It's one of those cities where it's a state capital, obviously, so there's a lot going on just because of that. But yeah, you're right. There's the University of Wisconsin is right there as well. So it's a young city. It's a city where a lot of things are going on. And if you want to have fun or get into a little bit of trouble, those are opportunities that are abundant as well.
And nice segue, because speaking of trouble, I'm going to talk to you now, Tim. Let's see here. The symposium, the name change. Why did you guys change the name?
Well, the full name of the new one is Disruption 17 by CU Water Cooler. Okay. So CU Water Cooler is a website that Matt and I started now 8 years ago that kind of collects the buzz that's going on in the industry. And the symposium grew out of that, but it was always this nebulous thing. And I actually looked it up. So the definition of symposium is a drinking party or convivial discussion, especially as held in ancient Greece after a banquet. And so for all of these young up-and-coming credit union folks that are trying to pitch this to their superiors, those that are going to give them a little bit of budget to come, probably calling it a drinking party is not the best bet. But it was intentionally vague. I mean, it's not necessarily a marketing conference or an IT conference or an HR. It was kind of this melting pot of everything, and it still is. But this year we decided to be very specific and talk about the disruption happening in three areas: the disruption in purpose, the disruption in people, and the disruption in progress, and kind of lump all of our topics and speakers into those. So it's not a complete rewrite of what it is, but I think it's more a honing of what we've done in the past. And it, you know, it is a buzzword these days, but it's far more than a buzzword.
I agree. I totally agree. Matt, anything?
Well, I would just say that, you know, disruption is really what we've always talked about. And I think this helps to describe a little bit better about what the event's about. But, you know, when we talk about disruption, it's really from two places. One, external. Here are the things that are going on outside of credit unions that credit union people need to know about. But also, there's always been this group of people that come year after year to symposium in the past, this year Disruption, that really care about changing the system from within. You know, what are the things that in some cases we've lost our way on, and how can we sort of go back to the basics? Mm-hmm. But in what ways can we bring people on stage who have real world examples of what they've done to really make a difference in people's lives or to their credit unions or system organizations? And so we've always been about disruption. We hope that this name kind of does a better job of explaining to people really the topics that we're trying to cover.
Now, that said, I mean, another great segue, Matt. Gosh, it's like we rehearsed this or something. I'm going to Tim's like, now what types of topics will be covered at this show, Tim?
Well, so I'll dive into some of the speakers that I'm really excited about. One of the things when we design this, Matt and I, over the years, have gone to many, many conferences. And so this has been our selfish conference that we would want to go to. Mm-hmm. So it's all one stage. There's no breakouts. There's no complex app where you're having to say, well, when is this happening? When is that happening? You're in a comfy seat and you're soaking it in. The talks are short and succinct. So think about TED Talks or... Mm-hmm. or something like that. Each talk is 20 minutes or less, followed up with conversation. And so it really a wide range of topics. One speaker that I'm just absolutely thrilled to talk about is Douglas Rushkoff. Mm-hmm. We somehow landed, he's listed by MIT as one of the 10 most influential thinkers in the online space in the world.
Wow.
And I saw him, I go to a conference once a year called South by Southwest Interactive. Mm-hmm. In Austin, Texas in March, and it's this big, massive festival, like 30,000 plus people. And last year, two speakers were my favorite. Obama was speaking, I managed to get into that one, and Douglas Rushkoff. And out of a whim, I reached out through a shared contact and asked him if he would speak. And after back and forth for a couple months, he's going to speak. And
wow.
So that one is pretty amazing. His latest book is called Throwing Rocks at the Google Bus. And it's really, it's this notion of why are we operating within a operating system of capitalism and commerce that was originated in like the 12th century, mm-hmm. and yet nothing has changed.
Right.
So he's got some really interesting take on that. And I think a lot of information that is relevant, mm-hmm. rather than that other word I couldn't
applicable.
Say. Thank you to credit unions. We've got a few familiar faces. We've got 17 speakers.
Ooh.
In a 2-day. So it's just boom, 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 boom.
Rapid fire.
Some favorites we are bringing back that have been at previous are William Azaroff, Andy Jannings,
yep.
and who else?
Gene Blishen.
So those are some of the folks that have been involved with CU Water Cooler.
All very, very good.
Yeah, excellent, excellent speakers. Yep. George Hoffheimer from mm-hmm. Filene will be speaking about the war for talent. Monica Davey, she's from the NCUA. She's speaking about the diversity is important.
Yeah,
credit
so full sense. Energy. Yeah, she's great.
I saw her on your show and reached out and put the connection together. We've got a local scholar, J. Michael Collins. He will speaking about fragile balance, emergency savings, and liquid resources for low-income consumers. Linda Bodie, who's an innovator in the credit union space, she'll be speaking on leading by example.
Awesome.
Molly Bell from CUNA, the future of the credit union system. Who else? Lois Kitch from the Foundation. She'll be speaking about enabling an army of advocates. So really this grassroots, building passion and competency within the credit union movement itself. Some guy named Mike Lawson.
Oh, boy.
That must be a typo.
Exactly. How did that guy get in there?
My working title that I threw at you is Embrace the Power of Video. It's something that you are now an absolute expert at and have been advocating. This one's really awesome. Nandini Naki. I don't know if I've said her name correctly, but she was the former president and CEO of Society of Grownups, which was in Boston or is in Boston. And it's really an interesting take on not only attracting millennials, but affecting their financial literacy. Mm-hmm. So she's going to speak about how that was grown within a very large insurance company.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah, the list goes on and on. I've got John Watch, who's just published the book, Bankruption.
Yep.
And I've changed his title to How Credit Unions Can Survive FinTech. He's community banking is what it's about, which bridges both credit unions and community banks. So, I mean, it's going to touch on marketing. It's going to touch on culture. It's going to touch on the future of credit unions. And we've just got a really stellar lineup.
Yeah. I mean, what takeaways can attendees get from this? Because, I mean, there's obviously some great subject matter here. And it's really, because I've been a few times and I really, really, it's one of my favorites of the year. And it really makes you sit back and you think about stuff like, gosh, and it creates these really cool conversations too after the presentation, because you guys do a Q&A afterwards and then we kind of go out in the lobby and talk about it. I mean, it's just, it really gets you thinking. So, I mean, so what are some, you know, takeaways?
I would say, you know, we really want to have respectful conversations right. that challenge everything. And it's been kind of our MO since day one. You know, no topic is too scary for us to tackle. You know, we're going to be talking, Molly Bell from CUNA, I reached out to her and I said, you know what, we've never really invited system players to speak at this event because, you know, like CUNA, right. because in a lot of ways, we've over the years challenged the system as it is. And I said, you know, Molly, if you're going to come, first of all, it's an acknowledgement that you guys are doing some great things and there's real transformation that's taking place. But the other thing I'd say is Molly, we want you to be able to talk about things in a very frank and open manner. And I'm really excited about that. I think it's a long overdue discussion about not just what's happened in the past with the system, but how can we turn this around? How can we make things better going forward? So respectful but challenging, we certainly want to do that. But more than anything, I think I want what we want people to do is leave here being kind of overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with, oh my gosh, look what all's happening outside of credit unions. Mm-hmm. Look at all the things that we have to react to. Look at all the things that we have to combat. But also overwhelmed with ideas on how you can actually do something about it. You know, we got Laura Woods, for example. She's talking about making meaning in the community. And these are real things that she's done at her credit union to make a difference for the people that they serve, but also for the credit union itself. Mm-hmm. And these are the things where anybody in the audience could say, oh, my gosh, why aren't we doing that in our community? And that's really what we want with every single speech, is that somebody, not only are they challenged the way they're thinking and more aware of what's going on, but also they have this optimism that, you know what, if Laura Woods can do it, I can do it too. If John Wapp says this is important and he took the time to write the book and challenge community banks and credit unions to do this, then why don't we heed his warnings? And that's really what it's all about. Okay.
Yeah,
it's an event about action, not just talking.
And speaking of, I mean, you guys have had like Keith Leggett speaking there before. My gosh, I mean, that was, I remember following. I didn't go there that year, but I remember following the tweets and stuff. And people were like, you couldn't hear a pin drop in that room when he was talking because he was like the total antithesis of what credit unions were. But it was like it was almost kind of a reality check.
And frankly, he did a great job.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
He's someone who, frankly, I've gotten in trouble for being involved with having him on stage, and I don't regret it for a second. You know, these are stories that we think that credit unions, not just we think, they do need to hear these stories. And if you listen to Keith Leggett and you say he's full of it and let's ignore it, that's up to you. Mm-hmm. But I'd highly advise that when people are being critical of you, your organization, or your way of life, that there's probably some piece of truth to it. And that's why we don't hide from the important issues of the day. We think the best way to get better is to tackle these issues head on.
Mm-hmm. And Tim, you guys have called this the unconference. And so, I mean, do you guys still kind of stick to that premise or
I think some of this anti branding, like the symposium, the unconference, have not necessarily done us a lot of credit. I think it is descriptive in that this is everything that a typical conference is not,
right.
but it is packed with good stuff.
Yeah.
So I think the anti-establishment potentially, but we've made inroads, like Matt was saying, with some of the system players are going to be there. I think there's nothing exclusive about it. It's top to bottom. We'll have CEOs, but we'll also have member service representatives, I'm sure, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's really this inclusive, it skews a little bit younger just by the nature of it,
but good.
It's absolutely inclusive. So I don't think unconference is really the description for it anymore.
Right.
But it is different, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I think it's important to sort of think about sort of day one to now. It probably was the definition of an unconference for years. But what I've seen, and to the credit of people that have attended, you know, we've had people from state credit union leagues, and we've had people from organizations like CUES and CUNA and all these organizations that have been attendees. Mm-hmm. And what we've seen over the years is the ideas, the style of presentation, the style of question and answers, even things like our Pecha Kucha. Mm-hmm. We've started to see those things show up at other conferences. And so, you know, we're probably still as unconferenced as we've ever been, but fortunately, we've been able to influence some of the regular conferences to be in some ways more like the symposium of years past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not trying to do like doom and gloom here and that type of stuff and like, oh gosh, this is like the antithesis of whatever you see. This is actually a lot of fun. I mean, I go, again, this is one of my top conferences I go to each year, and it's so much fun too, because I mean, a lot of the presentations are very entertaining. I mean, Andy Janning always has some wacky punchline in his presentations and stuff, and so does William and a lot of other folks too. I mean, it's kind of my, I always kind of do this mantra of infotainment, and you guys really fill that bill really nicely.
Yeah, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll
exactly.
You'll say it's better than cats.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it's interesting because I think it's the right combination of, you know, obviously intelligent conversations about, you know, really important issues. But I also like how we put into play kind of reflective conversations. You know, last symposium we had Jim Blaine. You know, he retired later on that year, and I probably learned more in that, you know, 55 minutes than I've learned in the entire year from people in the credit union space. Just kind of looking back at his career and, mm-hmm. and letting us know kind of his approach and why he did some of the things that he did. Obviously a controversial person, but someone that we can all learn from. And I'll be honest, selfishly, I'm probably most excited this year about Gene Blishen talking. Gene Blishen has been a dear friend of mine. In fact, Tim is the chairman of his board of directors up in Canada. And he's going to talk about his career in credit unions. So it's kind of a retrospective from, you know, one of those people that leads his credit union in the right way, has done some amazing things, and has done it with principle. And I'm really excited to just kind of see him reflect. And when Tim talks about there'll be laughter and there'll be tears, I'll probably end up in tears after the Gene Blishen presentation.
And Gene's, I mean, he's a kind of guy that will go to South by Southwest too. I mean, he's not... Mm-hmm. He is not afraid to go to events like that and implement things that he says, just like you, Tim. I mean, and the three of you have been there before. You guys do your kind of video blog there and stuff like that, which is really super interesting. So Gene's, you know, this type of guy that will go and kind of push that proverbial envelope and go out and do, you know, things that are out of the norm just to like, let's see what else we can do here to make us, even enhance our differentiator, what we all talk about at conferences, you know, what's our differentiator? So that's really neat to see, you know, somebody like Gene going out there and doing stuff like that. So hope it's infectious in a good way.
Yeah, I think we've mentioned all of the speakers so far except for Jill Nowacki.
Oh, yeah,
she's
Jill.
The CEO of the Credit Union League of Connecticut. Mm-hmm. She'll be speaking on her topic I'm really interested in. Pretty good for a girl. This whole notion that the leadership in this industry are white, gray-haired guys.
Mm-hmm.
And what needs to happen to bring that diversity to be more reflective of the membership and society as a whole. So just really hitting it on all corners. Matt mentioned it briefly, but Pecha Kucha, that is not a Pokemon character. It's actually a style of talk. And we did it the last three symposiums, and these are, Pecha Kucha is a 20 by 20, 20 slides for 20 seconds each. And it's a way for our attendees to get involved and get on stage. So these talks are 6 minutes and 20 seconds each. Mm-hmm. We are featuring six of them again. We will open up a call for entries probably in February.
Okay.
And those that are attending, if they want to have something to share, they can get on stage and share that. So that's another piece of it. So that'll add another six speakers. It's just boom, boom,
yeah.
boom.
Yeah. It's really cool. And the day goes by really fast because of the rapid fire setup that you yeah. guys have. So, all right, guys, we can talk about this for hours and hours because it's so much information and so such a cool thing. So to wrap up here, where can folks find out more about it and even register to attend? So, because I highly, highly recommend this one.
So I'll take this, Matt, and you can fill in what I missed. But seawatercooler.com, we've got it featured right on the homepage. You've got all the information you
it's
need.
Right there.
Yeah. Right now we have early bird tickets. They're $449 for credit union employees, and those are available until February 14th. They will be going up by $200. So if you are considering this, you've got a couple weeks or probably a week when this is published to make that happen. And we've got a special. If you use the coupon code CU Broadcast, we'll take $100 off of that.
All right. We'll get that word out.
And we've
out.
Limited that to 10.
Okay.
Just to
oh, wow.
light a fire under you guys. Okay. So that coupon code can be used 10 times. We also have something called the CU Infinity Ticket. And with Infinity, there's actually an asterisk. And by Infinity, we actually mean six. And these are credit union employees. So if you're a credit union and you are wanting to bring more than one person, you can bring up to six for $1,249.
Sweet.
So it's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have vendor tickets. They're just slightly more, but you find out everything you want to know at CUWatercooler.com and get involved. It's limited. We've picked a venue that can hold probably 175 people comfortably,
mm-hmm.
and that's by design, and we will sell out.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do. And it's a cool venue, too. I've seen pictures of it. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. Matt?
And then I'd also say for anybody in your audience, we do have some sponsorship opportunities as well. We've actually changed the way we do sponsorship this year. In years past, we had a thing called a presenting sponsorship where we had sponsors go on stage and present. We've always liked it, but the demand for that was so high, we found out that we had tons of sponsors on stage, which is fine. It's a great thing, but mm-hmm. we thought about doing it a little bit differently. So here's what we've got this year.
Okay.
For $1,000, we have a thing called a speaker intro where you can actually sponsor a speaker. And so you'll do the introduction for the speaker, and then, of course, the speaker will take it the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Also have a thing right up your alley, Mike, a video spot. For $1,500, you can actually play a promotional video. And what's cool about this is in a venue that's built for concerts. And so it's a perfect place yeah. to display your top video work. And the next thing is something I'm extremely excited about. This venue allows us to put couches in the front row, kind of where like a mosh pit would be. Is that too old? Mosh pit would be at a typical conference or a typical concert.
Right.
There's a space where we can put couches up at front. And so you can actually sponsor what we call a premium couch. So we'll put the logo of your organization at the back of the couch, and you can fit 3-4 people. If you want to be really super tight, you can probably fit more. But you'll get 5 tickets to the event, sponsorship of the couch, and premium seating right up in the front row. So really cool sponsorship opportunities, and these are first come, first serve. And so the sooner you can sort of drop us a note and let us know you're interested, the sooner we can reserve your place as a sponsor.
Can't wait. Can't wait. And Tim, you said the early bird was February 14th?
February 14th.
So yep. It's the perfect Valentine's Day gift. So
it is.
Nothing says love like
it's supposed to be. You know, nothing says love like Disruption 17. So
that's really.
I think we'll wrap it on that note. All right, guys. Thank you so much for it. I mean, always appreciate these talks. They're always fun. And look forward to June, man. This is going to be so much
yep.
fun again. And just, you know, it just makes you think, it makes you laugh, it makes you cry, all the stuff that you guys said. Anything else to wrap up, gentlemen?
Just that Tim and I are going to grill you on Q&A. So after your talk, be prepared for the hardest questions you've ever
got. I'm nervous already. Gosh.
I sincerely appreciate all the support you've given CU Water Cooler over the years, Mike. I think we've been on every year promoting this. And your audience is exactly who our audience is.
Awesome.
Eager, keen minds that are looking to learn.
We are happy to help, gentlemen. Always happy to help. All right. thank you so much for being on the show again. And again, we look forward to the big show in June. So we'll be there with bells on.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys.